If you're just getting into golf and you want a golf ball that's better than playing a refurbished golf ball or something you found in the water, and you don't want to break the bank, I think you can get a 15 pack of noodles.
I think they're all
$17.99.
I think they're all 15 packs.
So I mean, out of all the golf balls on the chart, if you're just getting into golf, that's your best overall pick.
If you just need ammo, the noodle is a great performing ball for the price.
Welcome back to the podcast. We got a kind of a fun little way to break in April. We get to be a financial advisor slash, golf ball advisor today.
Yeah.
So what do we got going on today?
We're
going
to talk a little bit about golf balls, kind of talk about the golf ball value guide. Rate golf balls based off of price slash performance, kind of what we've seen, what golf balls we've played, golf balls we've fitted, and kind of go from there. Obviously, just because we say a golf ball is put in this part of the chart doesn't necessarily mean it's the best golf ball for everybody. Truly, the only way you can find out what ball works best for you is to
hit it yourself.
Yep. Now, it's super important to kind of look at numbers and stuff, but today we're just going to kind of go off of our knowledge of the balls and see if we can kind of give somebody some guidance to what we've seen, and really truly just all our opinions.
Yeah.
So you can take it with a grain of salt if you want, but we'll get right into it. We have a chart here. So we're going to essentially base it off of price as well as performance. So if we feel a ball is fairly cheap and doesn't perform well, you'll see it at the bottom of the chart. And then if we think something's really good and worth the money, you'll probably see it in that top right section there. So, but we'll get right into it. Are we going to start with the Pro-V? Yep. All right, perfect. So first one out of the gate is the Titleist 2025 Pro-V1. What you think? $54.99.
Everybody's going to assume if we put it in the good, oh, you're saying it's good because it's Titleist. It's not just that. So, I mean, with this ball, out of all golf balls tested over the last 10 years, there hasn't been a company that's tested more consistent than Titleist.
Yeah.
Because what's cool with these, they're made in America too.
Yeah.
So at $54.99, obviously most of your tour players, including the number one player in the world, who's a TaylorMade staffer, is using Pro-Vs. So we're going to be going up and to the right into good performance for good value.
Yeah. I'll put it, Miles, keep going up. I will say, I'll go out and limb and I'll say this is the second best ball Titleist makes right now. A little higher. A little higher. There we go. Okay. Let's roll the next one out. If Scotty Scheffler's playing the golf ball, then, I mean,
must be pretty good.
Must be pretty good. All right.
We left dash.
Pro-V1X left dash. Obviously, this was a tour-only ball for quite a while that has came to market, the retail market, last year. Or a little over a year and a half now. I will put this up kind of right next to the Pro-V1. I think this is probably the go-to you see a lot of players playing if they're not playing the Pro-V1. And it's just the lower spin characteristics. Oh my gosh, words are tough. Wow. Compared to the Pro-V1, but has that firmer feel that you're used to playing in the X.
Yeah, and 2 years ago, it wouldn't have been up there because they were $150 a dozen on eBay. Yeah. So,
I mean, and when they first came out too, they were like $69.99, and now they're back down to normal price. So. Same, but different. Technically, they're exact same identical. Price.
Yep.
What we got next? All right, Pro-V1X. This is where I would ride right up the line there. I would say the Pro-V1X has kind of been a little bit forgotten about, just being since the characteristics changed from Pro-V1 to Pro-V1X. I got to stop saying that word. But this used to be the most played ball.
Yeah,
Titleist said, and Titleist will even come out and say their market share has changed a ton.
Well, they've confused everybody with flipping the cores, flipping the covers, and now
the Pro-V1X the Pro-V1X used to be the lowest spinning ball they offer. Now it's completely flipped. To me, I feel like you get more performance out of the Pro-V1 or the left dash as far as kind of feel around the greens, things like there. So it's really kind of. I don't know. I played all three Titleists. I kind of lean more towards the other two, but whatever you think.
Yeah, I mean, I like it right there in the middle.
Yeah.
Tour speed.
All right. Breaking the mold here. A golf ball that I would say not a lot of people talk about.
Well, again, with titles that keep confusing everybody because you had NXT Tour, Tour S.
This is essentially the NXT Tour, right? Was it $39.99?
That's what I'm looking at because I think they went up. Yeah, $40.
Yeah. Yeah. $39.99.
I'm going to put this one down lower.
Yeah, I would agree. I want to go lower. I would ride the...
It's not that it's a bad performing ball, but at $40, there's not a lot of hoo-sah behind it.
I say ride the line there. I would say right there is a good spot. And actually, go up. Now go up vertically. Because the price is pretty high.
Yeah, $40.
For the ball that it is. So... No, 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 not above the line. Right on the line. Yeah, so we have this more in the bad category. Not that it's necessarily a bad ball.
But at that price point,
at that price point, correct.
Yeah.
Correct. All right. Couldn't said it better there.
AVX, the most interesting ball that confuses everybody because everyone thinks that you have to have a slow swing speed to play AVX when it's the lowest launching ball Titleist makes.
For a little bit, it was the longest ball on the market.
I think this ball has to go up vertically and over to the left because of marketing. Again, I think where Titleist has lost a lot of traction in the golf ball market is every ball's a tour ball now, yet they all do different things. I mean, just in Pro V1, you have left dash, left dot, left star. So I would say it's a great ball, but at $55 and the target audience they're going for,
My dad bounces back and forth with this golf ball. It's really great off the tee, things like that. But I would say it just doesn't quite have that consistency spin-wise around the green. So that's why I would leave it. I agree with you. I'd put it on that side of the aisle.
Right here?
Yep. That's perfect.
Chrome Tour Triple Diamond.
I'm going to be a little bit of a fanboy here. Best Callaway ball that I've played in probably ever since I've been a Callaway staffer. I love this golf ball. Again, a tour-only ball for the longest time. Now it's come to the retail market. I put
this right under Pro V1.
Yeah, it has performed so well. The cover's way better than any Chrome Soft.
Oh, I was going to say, compared to Chrome Soft, this ball's light years ahead.
I mean, I lump this right in that group up there in the top right. I think this is worth every single penny. Again... $55 a dozen. So I can't say enough about this golf ball and go on for days, but we'll go next.
Chrome Tour, I like where Pro V1X is.
Yeah. This is what I was playing before the Triple Diamond new.
Keep going left.
Yeah, left.
Left. Boom.
I don't think it's a great ball around the greens. Like, that's the only thing.
Well, I mean, that's why all the tour players are playing the tour-only versions.
Yeah, it felt like a four-piece ball around the greens. Now, and like that's where I would give any Pro V1 a nod over this ball. It's just it didn't quite have that consistency of feel around the greens.
I think that's why we ended up seeing the Triple Diamond come to retail.
Yeah. What we got next? Chrome Tour X. I would put this on the better side and then go a little higher and maybe just a touch under the Chrome Tour for only because it's a lot spinnier.
Yeah, it's a completely different ball.
Than the Chrome Tour. So I would say it feels better around the greens, but you lose a little bit of, you know, consistency and spin off the tee.
All right, next we got, looks like Bridgestone E6.
There. I know nothing about Bridgestone balls, so this one's all you.
Yeah, so I mean, the E6 for the longest time, and then now they've got E12. It's basically, I like to tell everybody, it's your budget ball. I think with the problems that Bridgestone had going into, you know, the new ball a few years ago, they lost a lot of traction on the market. I mean, when's the last time we've even seen a Bridgestone rep? I think I've seen them once.
They don't exist.
So
other than Tiger Woods, which you know.
So I would say we put this at the bottom of the chart.
Go split it. Yes.
Yeah. So right here.
Yeah. Sorry. So we'll split the difference because it's really cheap.
It's a great ball for.
I think it's
budget,
like I think it's $20.
With us not having a Bridgestone rep, we don't want to also give you bad information about the ball since we haven't had hands-on experience with it.
Yeah, so we can only go off of the old E6s, which not a bad golf ball for the price.
And then BX.
Well, these have been out for a while. They do their golf ball fitting system.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Which is cool. I feel like they only introduced the golf ball fitting system because they had so many different balls come out. So they were trying to make it to where somebody would buy, like not lump everybody into buying the same ball.
Tiger and Jason Day, I think's it. Yeah. That's like their main two guys. So,
I mean, the X I would put, I don't know off the top. We can move it. I'll look up the price here, but let's go.
I think they're $47.99 or $49.99.
So they're up there in price.
Yeah, let's just put it right there. I like that.
Technically, if balls are the same price, should they have to be on the same line?
It's just value.
Gotcha. We're perceived value.
Yeah, $50.
I like that.
All right, next we've got the weird one.
Like if it feels more expensive, you know?
The Zexio.
So I'm going to go Rebound out on drive. Like this is, again, I understand it's catered for ladies and seniors, and this isn't being facetious or anything. Most people over the age of 50 to 60, what's the one thing, no matter what shopping experience they go for, is value, right? What's on sale, value, whether they're on a fixed income, whatever. This senior / ladies ball is $55.99, same as a Pro V1. Now, for that category, it performs incredibly. But as soon as we hand a lady a $55 or senior $55 dozen balls compared to the Bridgestone at $26.99, what's the first thing they say?
No, I
can get 3 dozen of these for correct. 1 dozen of these, regardless of how good it is. So
we got to put it up in the not cheap, so way up there. And what are you going to put it, like, just right next to the Pro V1?
Yeah, I kind of like that. I like that category because it is a fantastic performing ball.
It's just not cheap.
It's just not a cheap ball. And for their target audience being what it is, they rely on that.
Yeah. Wow, that is blending in wonderfully.
So next we've got the weirdest golf ball that I've ever hit or found on a golf course. We've got the Maxfly Tour Series. So Mr. Ben Griffin and Lexi Thompson.
The Dick's ball.
Yep.
The Dick's ball. Dick's Sporting Goods. Calm down. Okay. I've never played it on course. We've hit them here in the bays. They feel okay, but like...
just an awkward...
You can tell there's just different. They're just different. Like they would feel firm when you hold it, but when you hit it, it's like super soft and.
I would say at the price, it's like okay.
What are there? $20 a dozen. But 21, it's like $21 a dozen.
You can tell it's a budget like ball when you hit it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I mean, so I like it right here.
Okay, so you're not going to put it in the good side.
No, because at the end of the day, they're trying to make
it feels like a budget ball.
It's what we call a high-value ball. It's an exclusive ball. It's made for, you know, a certain audience. And then next, we got Maxfly Tour. So this is the exact ball that Lexi and Ben Griffin's hitting. This is supposed to be like a Pro V1 / TP5 / Strixon comparison.
Actually, the case is cool. Actually, they're the same price as the Tour Speeds.
Perfect. We put it in a great spot then.
Yeah. They're $40. So
I would put the Tour white box on the right side of the line because this ball does feel marginally better. Sound wise, off of an iron, it is a very clicky. It almost sounds plastic though. It is a urethane cover, so I don't understand why it sounds plasticky, but yeah.
A little good, decent value in that ball.
Now, this is a fun one, the Mizuno Pro Balls.
Brand new.
Pro S is kind of like Pro V1, lower launching. Pro X is a little bit higher launching. They are $47.99. However, what's the cool thing about Mizuno golf balls right now? Buy two, get one free.
Yeah.
So you can get 3 dozen for $84.99.
I was just going to say I didn't know the cool thing. But.
Yeah. So 3 dozen Tour golf balls, you know, in my golf spots testing, which obviously we've got our own opinion on that, but it did come in second place in overall distance. Left Dash is number one. So Left Dash at 150, 3 dozen Mizuno Pro S's, $84.99. So I think
we've been fitting with them a ton.
So I like it right under the Chrome Triple Diamond Tour.
All right.
Yeah. And
all right.
There's one ball in here that is I'm going to go out. I'm going to stick my neck out for him. So.
Okay.
So we got Pro X. Pro X definitely feels a little bit more awkward off the face on an iron. Off of a wedge, it feels great. So I would put this ball right under Chrome Tour X. Again, same price, same value at buy two, get one free. And then the next ball is what I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I haven't seen the rest of the list, but this is probably the best ball on our list for value versus performance.
Mm-hmm.
This is RB Max, three-piece urethane golf ball. I believe it's like 326 dimples.
It's a touch larger than it's actually the largest a ball can be and still be conforming, right?
Something
like that.
This ball performs great. I mean, for that mid-tier golfer, swing speed-wise, it's just as long as Pro V1. And they're $29.99 retail. So, again, buy two, get one free.
So, this one should probably go over or just under the tour. And
I would say I'm putting this all the way to the right. Best performing ball. So, keep going. Right
for the price?
For the price, yeah. I mean, 60 right there. Yep. So, I would say three dozen for $64.99. You can't beat it.
Well, if they're best performing for the price, it should be lower than that because it's a lot cheaper than the... Well, we're thinking value.
Yeah,
value. The performance outweighs the actual price tag. Okay, gotcha.
So next, Srixon Q-Star Tour. Similar ball to RB Max, three-piece urethane.
Srixon's lost me in the ball market a little bit recently. I just feel like the Q-Star Tours used to be...
They used to be the GOAT.
Yeah, like they used to be like, oh, I can't hit the Z-Star, but people were immediately going towards that ball.
Yeah, because their new one is targeted for regular flex shaft swing players is what the marketing says.
Which we know in the fitting world, they're not a group of people. Like, yeah. It's not – everybody plays something different. How much are the Q-Stars?
They were $34.99, but I believe they went up this year.
Q-Star
Tour. It might be $39.
Yeah, they're $34.99.
Okay, cool.
$34.99.
So we're right in the middle between the two Max Flies?
I'd go left of the Torex.
Go left of the Torex?
I'd go left of the Torex and up. Yeah.
Cool. Next, we got Z-Star. This is a ball that I love just from fitting aspect and then from our performance. Dunlop owns Srixon. They have more rubber patents than any golf ball manufacturer combined. So The way they make these golf balls is with a serum. So that's kind of cool. So I would probably put the Z-Star right in between the... To the right of Pro X here, and slightly right there.
I'll say the Z series always is just great golf balls.
That's a staple for
like
them.
It's just
Tour Response. This is a ball that has almost priced itself out. Because when this ball came out as the Project A, they were $29.99.
Now they're
$42.99.
$42.99.
Or they may even be more now. I want to say they had another increase.
Just go ahead. We don't even have to talk much about this ball. Put it left of the left at, or the AVX. Yeah,
$42.99 now.
Yeah, I would point somebody more towards the Maxfly Tour over the Tour Response. No, I'm not putting a shot at TaylorMade. It's just I just think it's a better performing ball, and like for the market, that's where we're putting the RB Max in people's hands.
TP5, we can put an asterisk, the retail version, as Rory McIlroy said on live television.
Yep. I would slide this probably. TaylorMade hurt themselves in the ball market a few years ago with the uneven cores, things like that. Right, I think this one is way better than last year's version.
They fixed the issues with it. I think that's why they did the.
I would put it probably right here, Miles. Yeah, I do think the X is a better ball.
Yep,
I do think the X.
And for most of our clients, we see them in the X.
Correct.
Yeah, so yeah. I like the I'd X slide right between. It. Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right in between the left dash, right there. Perfect. Cool. Perfect.
Next, we've got just bottom left. Don't even have to talk about it.
Top Flight XL Control.
The long drive ball.
Yeah, they're just...
There's a reason they're called Rock Flights.
Yeah, just stay away from them. Just stay away from them. I know that price tag is enticing, but... yeah. The greens have got... Like, even at normal golf courses, greens have just gotten too fast for you to play. Like, that's why, like, a soft ball isn't necessarily better.
Well, soft is also slow for ball speed, too. Yeah.
XL distance. Just put it next to it. You know, like that, you're truly only buying this for
ammo.
The price tag. Yeah,
basically, it's an ammo. Fill
the
bag
up, which, hey, if you need, these are way better than the range balls you warm up with at golf courses, at most public courses, I would say, not obviously a lot of private clubs. These are way better than that range ball. So, like, if you need balls to go hit in the backyard.
This next one's kind of an underdog. This ball performs really well. I think, you know, the only thing Wilson has to get past is they're obviously rebuilding their legacy. So I feel like at $47.99, even though the performance is there, most people can't trust the name yet.
And I don't think they can trust that price point. If they came out with this ball at $39.99,
it would be a home run.
It would be a home run. So I would put this probably, I would probably rate above the Tour Response, right?
Yep. Where it's amazing performance, just still priced a little too high for where it's at right now. It's just not cheap. Yep. I would put it side by side.
Right next to it, right in the gap. Yeah.
The next one, actually, for a cheap ball, I like it. The Noodle Long and Soft.
This is the last one.
So I honestly, this has got to, I like
this
it
is right better here. Than the Tour. This is better
it's
than
way top better than Top Flight. So it's still a two-piece golf
it's
ball.
It's a Bridgestone ball, right?
No, I think it's TaylorMade. I think it's TaylorMade Balt Noodle.
Oh.
They bought one of we those could be companies.
Wrong. Yeah.
If you're just getting into golf and you want a golf ball that's better than playing a refurbished golf ball or something you found in the water and you don't want to break the bank, I think you can get a 15-pack of noodles.
I think they're all
$17.99.
I think they're all 15-packs.
So, I mean, out of all the golf balls on the chart, if you're just getting into golf, that's your best overall pick, where if you lose a ball, you're losing like 68 cents.
And that's where I would say, you know? And we'll kind of close out this chart on this, right? If you just need ammo, the Noodle is a great performing ball for the price. Then we would bump you immediately towards the RB Max, the Titleist Tour Soft, and then even get into maybe some like the Wilsons, the other Mizunos, a Srixon, something like that. But all the people that I teach, there, it doesn't matter about your club speed. Most people compress the ball the same. So it's all about what are you going to get the best performance out of?
Well, that's like TaylorMade back when I worked for they had a training video talked about internal compression and how misunderstood it was.
Mm-hmm.
On this was the original TP5 internal core, only required a driver swing speed of 43 miles an hour to compress it.
To maximize it.
So there's a lot of BS out there on golf balls.
On compression.
And so I think that's why we had fun making this chart and just talking about it, because this is mostly opinion-based, but when we do a fitting, we actually use almost all these golf balls.
Pretty spaced out. Any adjustments?
I mean, I think it's pretty good. I mean, again, I think RB Max is probably your best. In my opinion, it's the best ball on the chart for the price. 3 dozen for $64, urethane. Noodle's your best budget ball. And
I would say the Mizuno Pro S, you just got to decide if you truly want to save $7.
Yeah. Well, $47.
Well, I'm saying
on 3 dozen.
Instead of playing those top three,
yeah, the Pro V, the TP5X,
is saving $7 worth it? Bumping down to the Pro S, because I would put the Pro S in that same performance category. Just you got to decide if the $7 is actually worth it. Does that make sense, Miles? So, no, I think we did pretty good. Do we have show and tell? We have one.
Oh, we got one show and tell.
We got one.
Let me place.
And then we got to go do our day job.
We're gonna clip me closing it out. Then
top selling golf balls on Amazon. The Callaway Super Soft, the top-selling ball on Amazon, Titleist Prior Gen Pro V, Callaway Super Soft 2025, TaylorMade Tour Response, the Callaway Warbird, and then you have all those poor people that bought the previous version of TaylorMade's. You could have Tour Response cores in those TaylorMade TP5s.
Same thing on that Chrome Soft 22.
That's the ball that got hurt. Yeah. And then we have the Vice balls. Had no problem with Vice. We used to carry Vice, but they kept undercutting their actual dealers. So,
not really surprised to see this.
No. Super Soft is it's for $24.99. That's what the new one is. Yep. But it's just performance wise, it's not a great golf ball.
Prior Gen Pro V1, $39.99. Obviously, good value until they run out.
100%. I would put the Prior Gen Pro V's above some of the mid tiers that we had on the list still. So,
yeah. So not surprised
to see this. I always take Amazon sales with a
grain of salt.
It's convenience buying more than anything.
So let us know in the comments what golf ball you play. If we didn't show it up here, give us your feedback.
Yeah, if we didn't show it. Yeah, if we didn't show it, doesn't mean we're hating on it.
Nope, it's just we can only carry so many golf balls in one building. So, but if you haven't already, like and subscribe, turn on push bell notifications, and we will catch you on the next episode.
Peace.